Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steffi.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. And this is a very special best of 2023 episode.
Best of
and also maybe worst of. Craziest of.
Oh, yeah.
We're basically just going to wrap up 2023.
That's trying to kill us. Both of us.
A shitty year. I think most people didn't have the best year of their lives this year.
No, because it feels like we're coming out of this pandemic and I feel like people are starting to get back to work. But then there was the strike, the writer strike, the actor strike. So that kind of put things on hold. Kind of a weird weather, lots of fires.
Like it was just, it was a little bit of a wash. But we'll get into it. A lot of divorces. Also, so we have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. You'll get 2 to 3 bonus episodes and some other perks. We'll get started again with true crime next month.
Yeah.
I mean, next week. Excuse me. Yeah. Well, I guess that also is next month.
Right, because it's December 31st, yeah. Baby. See you next year.
That's like my least favorite thing. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Call in with whatever you want. Honestly, just whatever. Rant,
we got a lot of voicemails to get through. I'm very excited about them, but keep calling.
Awesome, keep calling. The number is
626-63-42069.
Nice. Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Luke Y, Trisha, Yumi, or Yummy. I hope it's Yummy, but it's spelled,
I hope it's Yummy too.
I'm assuming it's Yumi. And Savannah S.
Welcome to the team, y'all. We're so excited to have you. Before we get into the best of 2023, although I think that these all kind of qualify for the best of 2023, honestly, let's get into this week. Gypsy Rose, free.
She's a freed woman.
She's a freed woman, already has 4.5 million Instagram followers. 4.8.
I bet it's gone up. I just checked like an hour ago. It's going up It's going up by the minute.
She's going to have more than the Kardashians 4.9. soon. That's crazy. People are really team Gypsy. She released a statement this morning, like a video.
She's put out a few things on Instagram that are very funny. My favorite was, it's a picture of her Snapchat avatar. She's like, just joined Snapchat. These avatars are awesome.
Yeah, she's like, Bitmojis are crazy.
Spoken like someone who hasn't been on the internet for a decade.
I know.
It's like, I found that very endearing.
She's like, do you know about emojis, guys? These things are wild.
Yeah.
It's like coming out of a coma.
So she wanted to go to the Kansas City football game because she wanted to meet Taylor Swift, because apparently she used her commissary money to buy all 9 of Taylor Swift's albums that came out while she was behind bars, which is crazy because she was in jail for less than 8 years.
Yeah, 8-ish years or something.
8-ish years. And Taylor put out 9 albums.
She would have loved the Eras tour. I hope she can go in New Orleans. Yeah.
Oh, right. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
But she wanted to go to this football game, but... So she was in jail in Missouri, in prison in Missouri, got released. Right. And then for some reason, she was told to leave the state by authorities said she was like a security risk. Or it's very fishy as to why.
I honestly think that Taylor Swift was like, I feel uncomfortable. I don't want this kind of publicity for me. Tell her she can't come to.
I believe it. Taylor's got that power.
She does have that power. I've heard, I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want to be like sued. I've heard some things from people who know Taylor about some stuff along that vein that she's done, that she's very careful about the publicity that she gets and controlling it. Yeah. And
I believe it. I totally believe it.
I totally believe that she probably said, like, let's kibosh this whole Gypsy thing.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to be seen with someone who's murdered her mom.
No.
Not good for her image. Even though we're all pro Gypsy.
Yes, if you haven't watched,
it's complicated.
It, Mommy Dead and Dearest?
Mommy Dead and Dearest. And then there's
the documentary.
And then there's a TV show with Joey King, which was horrible.
I only watched the first episode of that and I was not into it.
It was really bad. It was very
documentary
bad.
Fantastic.
Right. And I think there's another documentary coming out
the
5th or the 8th or something.
I think it says 3 nights.
Yeah, it's like Gypsy Hulu, tells her
Hulu or Lifetime or something.
Yeah, I think it's by Aaron Lee Carr, who's done some really great documentaries.
Oh, she did.
She's done like the Britney one. She did the girl who told her boyfriend to commit suicide. Yeah, she does like a ton of great, great documentaries. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
And the Natalia Grace one comes out this week too. I think tomorrow.
Right.
Huge week for document. They should be friends. They have a lot of similarities in their upbringing.
Oh, they do, having parents who lied about their ages.
Right. And kind of, you know, like abandoned them either emotionally or physically.
Right.
They should start a
podcast.
Yeah. Or do like The Simple Life with Gypsy and Natalia.
Oh, my God. That I would watch that. Absolutely. Like, who wouldn't watch that?
Yeah, exactly. Congratulations to Gypsy. And she said in a video this morning, she was thanking all of her fans. And she says she has an ebook out.
Interesting that she wrote in.
Well, I don't know. Play the video. I think
I'm finally free. I just want to send a quick video to thank everyone for the massive amount of support that I've been getting on social media. Everyone has been really, really nice and supportive, and I really appreciate that. It's nice to be home. I'm back home in Louisiana, enjoying a beautiful day outside.
Awesome to go to the New Orleans tour.
I've got a lot of great things happening really soon. I've got my documentary series coming out, The Prison Confessions of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. I just put out an ebook that I'm super proud of. it's not a rehashing of everything that happened. It's more of my reflection of everything that I have learned and experienced in the last 8.5 years. So my ebook is called Release: Conversations on the Eve of Freedom, which you can pre-order now. And again, just thank you guys for all the support, and keep watching. Okay, bye.
Wow, she's she's doing social media. She's doing it right.
Yeah, she really. She's got to capitalize generation
off of this while she can,
while it's hot. Yeah. For sure. So we'll get that ebook. Another incredible story from this week is the gay couple who has an airport meltdown.
I saw this on Carrie O'Donnell.
Did you think it was like a skit?
I thought it was a skit because it was so over the top. I was like, this is like a fake thing.
I know.
But yeah. It's not.
Well, what's interesting is I was clicking in a thread and someone else posted a video that they live in the same apartment complex. Yes. And it was a video that same guy had flipped out at her one day by the pool. And he was doing the exact same shit, just like wasted. And I feel bad because this guy, one of them, if not both, is clearly like a drug addict, alcoholic.
And the other one is just trying to calm. Like he's at the, he's like, American Airlines or whatever. They have fucked us over. They fucked us. And then the other guy was saying, think of Shelby and.
Yeah. Remember the girls,
Shelby and someone else. And you're like, what are the girls? And it's dogs.
Yeah. Shelby and Dolly. Like, not Shelby their daughters. And Dolly. Shelby and Dolly. Shelby remember and Dolly, them.
They're dogs. And then there's a woman in a wheelchair who said something to him and he was like, fuck you,
fuck
bitch.
Off, bitch. Yeah. Fuck off, bitch. Yeah, it's crazy. And by the way, Shelby and Dolly, they think that those names are from Steel Magnolias movie. Because in the movie, Dolly Parton is one of the actresses, and then Julia Roberts plays a character named Shelby. So they're like, are these dogs named after Steel Magnolias? But it is so entertaining. I'm usually not entertained by people in their lowest moments, but it is so
it's very funny.
It you gotta watch it. It's hilarious if you haven't seen it. But all this poor couple, and you could tell like one of the guys is always probably diffusing the situation.
Yeah, he's like his partner come freaking on out. Like stop it, please, like not this again.
Yeah. And I think I read the dogs are poodles. They're either Shih Tzus or poodles, which is of course they are. An incredible thing that happened this week.
Incredible.
Also, this Pop-Tart, the weirdest, most morbid thing. It was like the Pop-Tart bowl or something.
What?
Yeah, it was some football Pop-Tart bowl.
I don't know.
I don't follow sports. What was it?
College football fans mourn the death of the Pop-Tarts Bowl mascot after Kansas State victory.
Yeah, so the mid-game thing was the Pop-Tart was dancing on top of a toaster. And then at the end, he's like lowered into the toaster to his death.
Oh my God. This video.
Yeah, holding a sign that says dreams really do come true.
Oh no, and he's like lowered into.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Slowly like, meets his death. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, which is how I feel about the ending of 2023.
And then there's people eating like a giant Pop-Tart or something.
Yeah, so and the winning team got to eat him a giant Pop-Tart. Craziness.
Okay.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Okay.
I do love a Pop-Tart though. I haven't had one in years, but a cold Pop-Tart. I don't heat those things up. You got to eat it cold.
Oh, I like them both, cold and warm.
Warm isn't for me. It tastes too artificial when it's warm. Like I don't like the jelly warm. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Something about it.
Like a warm jelly?
I don't like a warm jelly. At least not a Pop-Tart warm jelly. And then another thing, this isn't really an event that happened. This is just something that someone tweeted and then I saw it. So I believe his name is Brian Johnson, that weird tech guy.
Yes, that millionaire or spending millions to look or yes. stay young or whatever.
Yeah. So someone, I guess it was maybe in an article, they showed a before and after picture, and he looked so much younger and more attractive before.
I wonder how many years. I mean, because he looks the same age in the before yeah. and after. He could be like, you know, late 40s or early 50s or whatever. Is that how? I have no idea how old he is.
He's 46.
What?
All this de-aging stuff he's doing is making him look so much older, in my opinion.
Whoa.
Yeah,
like
all these
skin looks so...
It's too tight.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks... I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird. I think he looks way younger before.
Yeah, because he has a little flesh on him. Like he's right. so... When you
I
have,
feel like he has zero body fat.
That's what it is. He has no body fat. And maybe that's healthy, but he looks...
Yeah,
it's like when people go vegan and they start to look a little crazy. It's like Jason Mraz went vegan and he started to look a little crazy.
Oh.
Like Google Jason Mraz now. Not that I ever thought he was a huge hunk or something, but I'm not like a low-key Jason Mraz head.
You like Mraz?
Yeah, but
okay.
Once you go vegan, there's something that happens to the way you look.
Okay, he does look different.
If you go,
interesting,
like your face gets a little too taut or something.
Well,
or
I would
hollow or something.
Well, you're probably not eating as many calories, I guess. I mean, I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. I mean, hashtag not all vegans. I'm not saying.
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm pro vegetarian and veganism, yeah. but this Brian Johnson. These blood transfusions and
does he get like plastics or does he get like Botox and stuff?
I don't know. I don't think he says he does if he does, but it looks like he does.
It looks like he does. It looks like he has like fillers.
Yeah.
In his cheek to like tighten his skin up. Or it looks like he's had like a facelift.
Yeah. All I'm saying is
I don't know.
A homeboy looked better before.
Weird.
Google before and after and you'll be amazed. Anyways, that's that for this week. Now let's get into the best and worst and craziest of 2023. And wow. This is in no particular order. This is just a list. I see you have Instagram comments written here and I'm wondering what that means.
Instagram comments are, remember you posted a thing asking people to tell us what their...
Oh, yes.
What their favorite pop culture, what were your favorite pop culture news, true crime stories of 2023, your movies,
yes.
TV shows. So we've got, So Nerdy posted the Pop-Tart Sacrifice at the Pop-Tart
yes.
Bowl. Blair Bitch Project said Everything to Tell Your Grace and Mother Love.
Yes,
the Love Has
that
won.
Was a great, yeah.
Anne said The Fall of the House of Usher in Succession.
Those are great TV
shows,
yes.
Series. Lemon Glow says Burning Man. That was hilarious. Oh, the
oh, I
rain.
Forgot. Yes, they and yeah, and they had no toilets and all
right.
that kind of and the food. I forgot about the Burning Man event.
Stuck in the mud.
Yes.
Angelica said favorite album, meme, and movie is Barbie.
Oh, favorite album, Barbie. That's kind of crazy.
Kate Bowdrin said telemarketers. You watched that documentary, right?
I did not. I didn't like it. I watched a little bit of it and then I like got over it.
I liked it mostly for the footage of like early 2000s.
Yes. That was
people
crazy.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
You Were My First Boyfriend. It was a documentary? What is that? A documentary in which filmmaker Cecilia revisits her 1990s adolescence. Oh, I didn't know this existed.
Me either. Interesting. We'll put that
this.
On our list.
Mish Bordeaux says the Montgomery Brawl.
Oh, right. I forgot about that, too. That was crazy.
That was entertaining.
Yeah.
Coco Cat says, I feel like I read lots of articles about animals that were thought to be extinct being found and photographed in different parts of the world. Oh.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
movie Leo. Is Leo a movie?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's an animated movie about a the lizard.
The guy, like the Geico lizard?
No, Leo the lizard. You know, I've heard it's good.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I've heard some people post, is it like a Pixar movie or a, oh, Netflix animation?
That's our favorite movie of 2023?
I mean, I saw someone else.
Is that that little girl who calls in sometimes? Right on our Instagram?
You know, I saw someone post it. It was her favorite movie too.
A 74-year-old lizard named Leo and his turtle friend decide to escape from the terrarium of a Florida school classroom where they have been living for decades.
Okay, it's got 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. Joran said great albums were OK Boomer, Peter Gabriel, Io, Lovers and Lunatics, which is his own band's album. I agree. Wilco Cousin. Top news stories. Anytime Taylor Swift wasn't mentioned.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Favorite true crime moment, when we closed the missing person file on producer Maria and she was found unscathed.
Unscathed, yes.
Oh, Chris said Taco Bell orgy.
I have that on here too. Okay, so here are ours for 2023. First, the Gwyneth Paltrow ski trial.
Good
which
one.
Was deranged. I also saw there's a documentary on it on Hulu or on Max, I think it is. Did you? I haven't watched it.
No.
Yeah. So
I saw there was a musical.
Shut up. Are you
in
serious?
In London.
Oh my God.
I think it just opened a few weeks ago. I haven't heard anything about it.
That's insane.
But that's a great idea.
Yeah. So in 2016, she was in a ski collision with a retired optometrist at a Utah ski resort. And he sued her for allegedly, he says that she like skied over him or something, or like right. on top of him or something crazy.
Like ran into him or something from like the back.
Yeah, and that he was injured and all this shit. She won. A jury awarded Paltrow $1 just to show that like it wasn't about money. And said that she was not responsible for his injuries or anything like that. Like he just wiped out of himself. And on the stand, I think she was asked, like, has this affected you in any way? And she responded, well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, he sued for $300,000 over injuries. He never returned home that night as the same man. Terry had tried to get off that mountain, but he's really still there, his attorney said.
What?
Yeah, both parties blame the other for the collision. Sanderson, 76, broke four ribs and sustained a concussion after the two tumbled down the slope with Paltrow landing on top of him. So I guess what they found was that he caused the collision. They argue that Paltrow wasn't at fault for the crash.
Yeah, I bet he probably skied in front of her.
Yeah, and then
she
hit
him
couldn't stop
from the back. Because you can't, it's hard to stop on skis.
Yeah, so anyways, that was an amazing moment. Her quotes in that. She was so unbothered by this man. It was just like, she was so cunty, to use that word, during this trial. It was just
she
really
was.
Funny. The Titanic submersible, which some of you guys had.
What a few weeks that was.
That was devastating, crazy, and something that I would never do.
Just unbelievable. We did a whole episode on it, but man.
Yeah.
That was the craziest thing. For sure the craziest thing that happened this year.
Yeah. Like a handmade submarine with a game controller going deeper than any sub has ever gone to go view the Titanic, and
it wasn't a sub, it was a
submersible. Right. And
submarines
essentially
can go that far, but it was like a makeshift do-it-yourself carbon fiber
expired that, carbon fire, right?
Yes,
carbon fiber.
He got it for cheap.
Yeah, from like airplanes that they couldn't use it anymore or something.
Just so many bad decisions led up to that. Killing
horrible.
These people.
Right. Really sad, scary. And it imploded, right? Is that what they eventually...
Yes, because it lost communication. How long after? Because it took a few hours to get down there.
It was like 7 hours or something, or maybe...
It lost communication after a couple hours, and then so they assumed it went down like pretty close to the Titanic, and then it just would implode.
Oh God!
Because it would not explode; it would implode. And so I mean, assuming everyone just died instantly,
quickly, at least there's
so
that.
No, they probably didn't even know,
right?
Maybe heard like a crack, and then was like, "What's up?" And then you're gone, so you don't even know. Crazy.
Oh, God. Crazy story. Then there was that Chinese spy balloon, which I still don't even understand.
I don't know. What were those? Those were for sure Chinese spy balloons.
I don't know. I feel like they were just balloons.
Yeah.
Because then they started saying everything was a spy.
Right. I feel like there was a bunch of, but there was an actual spy balloon.
Chinese spy balloon used U.S. internet provider to communicate its location.
Yeah. So there was a spy balloon, but then like, didn't they lie to us about it? And they were like, no, everything's fine. And then it was like, well, no, that it is a Chinese spy balloon.
That's just like the craziest three words ever. I guess so.
Connected to the White House's Wi-Fi.
It's like, hey, what's the password? The balloon's like, what's the password?
What's Biden's dog's name?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your mother's maiden name? 1, 2, 3. So that was crazy. Also, I forgot to add to this that the aliens, the government said that there might be aliens. The
fucking aliens?
Yeah.
That looked like the Space Jam aliens and those in Mexico or Peru?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, but then there was the whole government agency hearing on like...
Oh my God, that's right.
On the aliens, which we had John Tenney on and he was like, they're not saying that they're aliens. Yeah. It could be like a fungus, but...
Right.
In my head,
non-human
origin, non-human entities or something.
Which could be like a plant.
Non-human biologics.
Right. Which could be anything.
Yeah, it could be like a fungus, a bacteria, a plant, whatever. In my head, though, they're
that's
coming.
What, see? That's what they're they want you to
us.
Think.
Yeah,
non-human?
Yeah.
What could that be?
They're coming
literally
for us.
Anything else.
Yeah. Then Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Barbie revived the economy.
Oh, yeah. Movies are back.
Yeah. Big girl boss year.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve says Taylor Swift's tour added an estimated $5 billion to the economy.
Yes.
Insane.
It did.
How rich is that woman?
I don't know because... She also put out her movie of the Eras Tour movie, which made, I don't know, $100 million.
It says her net worth is $1.1 billion.
I believe she has $1 billion.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just like when you Google someone's net worth, it's never correct.
You don't ever know. Like is there a list? Isn't there like a list of billionaires or something? Because what, Kylie Jenner was on it or something?
Yeah.
She's gotta be close to.
I think actually she is because I think I remember she and Selena Gomez became billionaires on the same day or something. Remember that?
Oh, right. Because it's like Elon, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Gates, Warren Buffett, Steve Ballmer, billionaire. Beyonce's a billionaire. Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, I'm sure. I just like don't understand. I guess I don't understand the difference. Like, when do you get to $1 billion?
When do you get to $1 billion?
I know that question didn't make sense. But like in my head, I'm like, okay, so are all celebrities billionaires? But I mean, probably like no.
No.
Maybe Beyonce and Jay-Z aren't billionaires. I don't know.
I think they were. Well, like, isn't... remember, like, Dr. Dre, didn't he become a billionaire from selling his Beats, his headphones or whatever?
Is Dolly Parton a billionaire?
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
$650 million. Well, congrats to all of them.
Congrats to the billionaires. But I do like that she always tips her workers extremely
crazy
well.
Amounts. Yeah. And they all have health insurance.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. That's good. Not everyone does that.
Not everyone does that.
Now you have a little bit of politics in here.
Well, just, you know, the pop culture. This was the year Trump got arrested. We got his mugshot. And then this was the year of George Santos, which everyone, we talked about his interview with Z-Way. That was kind of the big pop culture politic. I mean, I don't know if so much stuff happened.
Well, yeah, that we weighed really
all
covered.
That stuff. But
yeah.
Yeah, we got the Trump mugshot.
Yeah, finally. Listen, I'm just going to say it. Wasn't a horrible mugshot.
I think that's his best photo.
Yeah, he was serving in that mugshot.
He for sure practiced.
Yeah, he brought it.
That's his best photo. I'll say it right now.
Yeah, we are not Trumpers, but he brought it.
It helps that the quality of the photo is like,
yes,
it's like 2003 MySpace quality. Like, it's very pixelated.
They use
I don't know
a razor.
Yeah.
It's like a razor phone. And
so that helps.
Yeah,
softens the wrinkles.
Yes, it's like a little pixelated. The light's kind of bad, and you're like, sexy.
His hair looks good.
You're like, I get it. So yeah, some scammers out of office, which is always a good thing. And then this is a little, like we said before, but the year of Barbenheimer, which was drilled into your head so much that you're like, I never want to hear that word again.
I never want to hear it again. But what it was, Greta Gerwig became, wasn't she the most profitable female director, I believe? Or the most...
that wouldn't surprise me.
The most money...
The most money director? The most money woman director. Wasn't she the most money woman director?
She was the most money woman director film person. 2023. Barbie Margot. And then Oppenheimer. They both made each other.
That's good. You could do it, Melissa. Sound it out. That's good.
Oppenheimer movie.
They actually both helped one another because people like wanted to see both movies at the same time and do the whole
great
shtick.
Movies.
Yeah, I watched a part of Oppenheimer the other day and it was very good. I have a Cillian Murphy head.
Cillian?
How do you pronounce his name?
Cillian?
Fuck.
Cillian.
I love Cillian.
I bet his wife calls him Silly Killy.
Silly Killy. I think he's hot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's like that sexy ugly that like does it for me.
Peaky Blinders, Cillian
Murphy. Steve Buscemi. That's my jam.
Oh, yeah.
And then another thing I never want to hear again.
Oh, my
Scandoval.
God. Scandoval.
I'm like over it. I don't even know if I could stomach Vanderpump Rules when it starts again this year.
This month. Well, January.
Are you going to have watch parties?
I don't fucking know. Maybe. I don't know.
It was a whole deal that I don't fucking care. It's like, I saw in the preview for next year, Lala says like, I've never heard of someone being cheated on and then becoming a god. And I kind of agree. I'm like really over Ariana just being put on a pedestal for being cheated on.
I know. I'm saying.
I'm a little over it. Let's move on and let's move on. The craziest stories of 2023, the Taco Bell orgy that was reported to HR at a Taco Bell, their holiday party. People were fucking throwing up in guacamole. Yeah, throwing up in guacamole bowls, doing drugs.
Having a great time.
Having the time of their lives. A woman complained to HR and then she got like harassed and
oh yeah, they were like narc.
Yeah, they were like writing on her car like loser.
Lame-o.
Yeah. So Liv Moss at the Taco Bell orgy. Craziest thing of
Yo
all time.
Quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah. And then I forgot about this, but remember pounds of pasta were being dumped along creeks in New Jersey?
Yes.
Like people were just finding pounds and pounds of pasta, 500 pounds total, just in the forest in New Jersey. 15 barrel loads worth of food was found.
Wow.
They never figured out what happened.
It's still a mystery.
Still a mystery about the forest pasta or the woods pasta. Yeah. So the biggest unsolved mystery.
I could see if it was like dumped in a river as like a funny joke.
But the woods is not funny.
The woods.
The woods.
And then because it was dry, assuming it was dry pasta, and then like all the moisture.
Yeah.
Oh my God, probably made it so heavy to like remove it.
Yeah, it's. I like
15 wheelbarrow loads.
I like they are like, it would have been funny if it was in a river, but in the woods, it is not.
Macaroni in a river?
You want some river macaroni?
The fish probably would have eaten it all.
I'm surprised that birds didn't use it for a nest or something. I mean, I'm sure they used some, maybe.
So but, strange.
Yeah. Anyways, the woods, the creek pasta.
Creek pasta.
And then this story was crazy. I think you talked about this first.
Yes.
Do you want to get into this one?
So this lady was attacked by a snake and then a hawk at the same time. So what? She was in her yard, like mowing the lawn or something.
Yeah.
And from the sky, a snake falls on her. From the sky, wraps around her arm, and she's trying to like get it off. And it's like, she's wearing glasses and it's like trying to bite her face. And then a fucking hawk swoops in, tries to get the snake.
The snake.
So she's got a snake on her arm, a hawk trying to get it off. She's screaming for her life.
Yeah.
And she said the hawk kept like swooping back down and up.
So scary.
And she finally her husband comes and she goes to the hospital. She has like scratches and shit. So what she thinks happened is the hawk had the snake in its mouth.
Yes. And dropped it.
Dropped it. And then came back to get the snake.
Came back for more.
That's terrifying.
I cannot eat. Talk about a bad day. Like, you think just you're having a bad day. And
like, how the chances of a hawk flying and dropping a snake onto you is, that's crazy.
Insane.
Insane.
So, bad day for that lady. Crazy bad story. New fear unlocked. And then there is, of course, the Panera lemonade.
Oh, my God.
The deadly lemonade.
The fucking lemonade.
Yeah. That the
killed.
The,
two people have died.
Two people. Yeah.
After consuming it.
Yeah. Mass quantities of it, though. I think they didn't just have one drink. I think they consumed more than one.
I think it was like three or four.
Right. So, guys, use in moderation.
God.
Don't OD on the Panera lemonade.
I do want to try it.
I want to try it, too. I'm not going to lie. that'll be a fun Patreon. We try it, then we both have heart attacks on video.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Also, 2023, big year for celeb divorces, unfortunately.
Right.
Britney Spears got a divorce.
Oh, right.
From her guy. Oh, Sam. I forgot. Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah.
Divorced her husband, Don Gummer.
Right.
Didn't even really realize she had a husband. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Okay. So I guess this is in 2023. Taylor Swift broke up with Joe Alwyn.
Oh, right.
Then she dated Matt Healy. And now she's with Travis Kelce.
Matt Healy from the 1979.
Yeah. Wow. She's had a year.
Wow.
She did not take a lot of time to get over Joe Alwyn.
Yeah, early April, they split after 6 years
together.
After
6 years, yeah.
Wow.
You must have been over it way before they ended.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, good for her. Reese Witherspoon and Jim Toth.
Oh.
Divorce after 11 years of marriage, apparently.
Wow.
Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello after 7 years.
Manganiello.
Of course, we all know about Ariana Grande.
Oh, boy.
And her home wrecking. And
did you see she posted or something on Instagram that was like, I'm misunderstood or something?
No. What did it say? Bring it up.
Something about being misunderstood.
I'm sure the guy's ex who had like just had a kid is like, fuck you.
Oh, yes. She seemingly addressed the backlash over her relationship with Ethan Slater. She had a challenging past year and said, I've never felt more pride or joy or love while simultaneously feeling so deeply misunderstood by people who don't know me. Who piece whispers together and make what they want out of me and their assumptions of my life. I have learned how much more important one of those things is than the other. I am reacting to things that deserve my energy only and removing and protecting myself from things that do not.
Okay, so she's basically saying she gives zero fucks.
Yes.
I think we already knew that about
her. Zero fucks.
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
Okay.
Britney Spears and Sam Asghari split after more than a year, a little more than a year of marriage.
Right.
Irreconcilable differences. I like her single. I think she needs to be single for a while and just.
Yeah. Do her. I read her book was great.
Oh, my God. Her book was incredible.
It was a good book.
Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. Who the fuck cares? Well, I guess they announced that they've been separated. For six years.
Okay.
Which, like, we're always learning things by force about their relationship. Sophie Turner and Joy Jornis. Sophie Turner and Joe Jornis. Hugh Jackman.
Years.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Jackman.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And they were together for 3 decades, 30
27 years.
Yeah. Wild.
Wow. Oh no.
I know.
Joshua Jackson.
I like them. And Jodie Turner Smith. Oh, I like them as a couple.
They seem like they liked each
other. I know.
Other.
They seem really happy and cute together. That one kind of bums me out.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, True Crime Corner, craziest true crime stories of 2023.
Ooh.
Oh, so there is the story of Carly Russell. We talked about that.
Oh, my God. She said there was a toddler on the freeway. She went missing.
Yeah, and it turned out, I guess, that she was dealing with some mental health issues and all of that.
Hoax.
Yeah, so that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, we haven't heard from her since.
This one's disgusting. Sleeping woman gets unwanted foot massage. Mark Anthony Gonzalez wasn't accused of stealing stockings when he allegedly entered two Lake Tahoe, Nevada condominiums in August and rubbed the feet of a pair of sleeping women over the 4th of July weekend.
Wait, but police say he's suspected of stealing women's shoes in his hometown of Atwater, California.
Oh, no. Okay, I think Atwater, California is different than where
is that a city?
I think that that's a city. That's not.
Okay.
Thank God.
Thank God. Because that's.
I'm like, wait, I do have some, my Nike Cortezes. I have not found them in quite a long time. Remember okay, that time I almost didn't go to the basketball game because I couldn't find my shoes?
Oh, my God. That's Watch between out. Fresno and Modesto.
Oh, God, that's
my
scary.
Said. Okay, so that's...
I think that's pretty much all, like, kind of the interesting ones. Then, of course, there is Gypsy Rose getting released.
Yes.
And there was, you know, cult-wise, there was the Love Has Won call.
That documentary was, I would say, the best documentary.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, and then the Twin Flames cult as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, those lead for cult true crime. I thought those were both like really, really great.
Those are good.
Then in terms of sports, you might have something to add to this.
Sports corner.
Well, someone messaged me this. Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex, is dating Michael Jordan's son.
They've been dating for about 6 months.
I had no idea.
Yeah, she's 49 and he's 32.
Interesting.
So that's like, you know, if it was the other way around, I don't think anyone would care.
I don't mind the age gap. I just think it's interesting. It's Michael Jordan's son. It's just funny.
Right. His teammate's ex.
Well, that's what I was saying. Were Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan on the same team?
They were on the Bulls. Yes, they were.
So that must be so awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's gotta be
weird. I don't know. That's just weird. But anyways, cool. Oh, right. People thought bears were fake. That was another thing. Those weird bears at the Chinese zoo.
Oh, yeah. They stand on their hind legs.
Yes. People were convinced that they were people in bear costumes. Similar to the birds aren't real thing. This Chinese zoo had to like squash speculation and be like, no, these bears are real.
God.
They are not fake. Like bears exist. You guys need to get off the internet.
Do you watch Southern Charm still?
I haven't this season.
Craig said something about bears not being real or like he alluded to that.
Oh, I think I did watch that episode.
Because
he's like a tin hat QAnon.
Yes.
Which I don't understand why Paige is with him. Because like I think she's not into him. This one actually is really funny. So this couple was walking past a yoga class and they were all in corpse pose, just relaxing. And the couple thought that everyone was dead in like
a
Heaven's Gate style thing, and they called the cops, and a whole bunch of cops swarmed this yoga class, and everyone was like, no, we're just doing yoga and like meditating in corpse pose.
Yeah, because at the end of the class you normally like you lay flat.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. They were just doing like a 20-minute meditation in like corpse pose, and this couple walking by.
Oh my God.
They were probably real true crime heads who had watched one too many documentaries and were like, this is the scene of a mass murder.
Oh my God. Where was that?
This was in Britain. Where was it? Let's see.
Britain.
The instructor was a woman named Millie Laws. It doesn't say the name of the yoga class in the Seascape Cafe in the community of Chapel St. Leonard's.
That's hilarious.
So embarrassing. What a party foul. Wow. Yeah. Show me you don't work out by calling on a yoga. Yeah.
I mean, like, show me you've never.
All these people are dead.
Laid quietly ever in your life.
Oh, and then I forgot about this one. I think we talked about too. Dead woman's family discovered she is alive after she bangs on a coffin for help. Remember, I think we talked about this. Ecuador.
Ecuador. Yes.
Yeah. They were having her funeral. And all of a sudden they hear banging on the coffin, and it turned out that she had been in a stroke. And
been in a stroke. Well, it turns out, have you been in a stroke?
I think, honestly, yes. For the past year, I think I have, to be honest. She had had a cardiopulmonary arrest.
So I guess her heartbeat was so faint.
Yeah, that they thought she was dead.
Detect.
And then she, thank God they didn't cremate her.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? I mean,
although
she died like a day later, I think.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was a day or two later.
Well,
oh my God. Can you imagine?
Death was coming for her anyway. Oh yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
And then I guess here's another one. Florida teacher under fire for showing Winnie the Pooh horror film to fourth graders.
Wait, what?
She must have meant to show actually Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
there's
right,
no way she meant.
Did you watch that? The Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey?
I did not. I watched
neither.
Like the trailer for it because it's public property now, Winnie the Pooh.
Right,
public domain. Yeah. And so this person made a horror film where Winnie the Pooh and like Piglet start killing. I think they go and try to kill Christopher Robin and his friends or something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess the teacher accidentally showed them that movie instead.
Wow.
So let's get into some of our favorite TV and movies and books, etc. for the year. These are some of my favorite TV shows. Last of Us.
Oh, I love that. Too.
So good. Pedro Pascal, amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone in that show was incredible.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really inventive. Made me totally afraid of
zombies.
Not so much zombies, but of what is it? Fungus.
Oh, yes. The fungus.
Because that's real, you know.
Yeah.
Like
fungus is real.
No, but I mean, like antibiotic resistant fungus.
Oh, sure. I'm thinking of, you know, the fungus that gets into the ants and it grows.
Well,
on
yes.
Their head,
and
then
it
controls them.
Their personality.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like this is scary. A real
scary.
A new drug resistant fungus is spreading in hospitals called Candida auris. Deadly fungal infection. I mean, I'm like, is this the future? I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we got to keep coming up with new antibiotics.
Seriously, this was big in 2023. Deadly fungal infection, Candida auris in 2023. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just saying. We're not going to turn into mushroom people, but it's a thing. Kunk on Earth. Did you watch that?
I love Kunk.
I love Kunk. I have such a crush on Kunk. Kunk is my boyfriend's hall pass. I told my boyfriend, I was like, if you ever meet Kunk, you can leave me for Kunk.
Cool.
She's so funny. What was that, Netflix?
I think so.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, it's this hilarious British comedian doing like historical episodes, but in a funny, satirical way, but still informative.
Philomena.
Yeah, Philomena Conk. What's her real name?
Diane Morgan.
Diane Morgan.
Yes, Diane Morgan. She's in a bunch of British TV shows.
Yeah, she's so funny.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Oh, there's another one, Conk on Britain.
Oh, you got Conks.
Yeah.
You got some
Conks.
Oh,
she was in Afterlife. I didn't watch that.
Oh, the Ricky Gervais show.
Yeah, I'm not really a Ricky Gervais
guy. I watched the first season of that, and it was very good.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, she's been in just like a ton of British shows. Yeah, so if you haven't watched that, definitely watch it. Jury Duty.
Oh,
yes. Fantastic. That was so funny. The final season of Succession.
Oh, incredible.
Went out with a bang.
Oh, yes.
So good. The final season of the other two.
Oh, right. The show
also
got canceled.
Yeah, because they were problematic. They turned out to be just
they
like the characters.
They turned out to be the characters.
Yeah, seriously.
Ugh, that was like the funniest show.
I'm so
year.
Bummed that
I
it.
I know.
And she, Brooke, is in The Good Fight.
Oh, my
God. She plays Maya's girlfriend.
Oh my God, that's right.
I was like, oh my God, is that Brooke? It's so funny when you see people from shows they did years ago before they were kind of really famous. I loved Gen V. Did you watch that?
Hey, no, what's Gen V?
So did you watch The Boys?
No, I did not.
Oh my God. So The Boys is like the superhero.
Yeah, I heard it's
TV
amazing.
Show, which is so good. And Gen V is the spinoff show about like the teenage superheroes at the like superhero training academy that they go to. And there's some crossover and stuff, but it is so, so, so good.
Yeah, The Boys. I gotta watch that.
Oh my God. I really think you would love it. It's so good.
Martin watched it and liked it. I don't know why I didn't watch it.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Protesting. Mrs. Davis. Did you watch that?
What's Mrs. Davis?
Oh my God.
There's so many shows.
I think that was on Paramount Plus. I can't remember what it was on. It's with that woman I really like.
Betty Gilpin?
Yes. I can't even explain what the show is about.
There's so many.
It's like about the algorithm, essentially.
Oh.
Okay, so after being ousted from her convent, Sister Simone vows to destroy the one responsible, a powerful artificial intelligence known as Mrs. Davis.
I mean, that sounds amazing.
It's the weirdest show I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
It takes a few episodes to kind of get into, but once you get into it, it's totally worth it.
I can't. There's shows I've never heard of. It's crazy.
Totally. Good Omens season 2 was fun. That's with Michael Sheen. I really, really like that. And then Fall of the House of Usher was also entertaining. Not my favorite of that franchise, but I did really enjoy it.
Yeah. What other TV? I mean, I'm loving The Curse. I know you don't. But this past episode, Nathan was like rapping. It's so strange.
Maybe I'll get it another chance, but it just like made me depressed and uncomfortable or something.
No, the first few episodes for sure are like, what is happening? But now, like, I think we're on episode 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And it's just so entertaining because it's so weird. And it's like still kind of uncomfortable. But Emma Stone, I think she got nominated for like a Golden Globe for it. She is incredible.
She's a great actress.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
And a great... She can do drama. She can do serious. She can do funny. She's a great comedian. All her SNLs are so funny as well. I really like her as an actress.
Woman of the year.
Yeah, she probably shouldn't have done Aloha, but listen, we all make mistakes. It happens to the best of us.
And then I watched a bunch of movies.
Yeah,
this
you watched
week.
A ton of movies.
Yeah, because Martin is like, I got to watch. He's trying to get up to 200 movies this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I watched The Iron Claw, which is about the wrestling movie with Zac Efron.
Oh, he got real beefed up for that.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
I saw some memes because he wears the same shirt that Lena Dunham wears in Girls, in an episode of Girls.
Really?
It's like that yellow tank top that's like mesh.
Oh, that's funny.
And Lena Dunham wears that in an episode of Girls. And there is like all these funny like Twitter memes about.
Funny.
Yeah.
But that's because about this wrestling family. It's very sad. You got the chef, isn't it? Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, you love chef.
Oh, yeah, the bear.
Yeah, I didn't add that on because I didn't watch it. Yeah, but I will at some point.
And it has Ayo Edebiri in it.
Oh, I love her. And I also love her Letterboxd reviews.
She's great on Letterboxd.
She's so funny.
Yes. Then you watched this too, the Julia Roberts Netflix movie.
It was the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Stupid.
It was like trying to be an M. Night Shyamalan movie. But
it was trying to be Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah, slash The Happening.
Yes.
But like nothing happens.
Oh my God. And it was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And then her acting was horrible in it.
Right? It was weird.
Yeah. And I'm like, used to be a good actress, right? Like, what's happening?
Yeah,
and then
strange.
At the end, you're just, the ending is abrupt and you're like
huh? Okay.
And what? The whole thing was really, it was so bad.
Speaking of bad, I watched Boys in the Boat, which is a George Clooney
snooze fest.
Oh my God. And it has Joel Edgerton in it. And I love Joel Edgerton.
Oh yeah.
But
I like him too.
Snooze fest. And then Ferrari. Maria also watched Ferrari.
Our group text about Ferrari is, I saw a tweet that said, you have to respect Adam Driver's Luigi era.
Yeah, House of Gucci and Ferrari.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
And I don't know. It was like, it was a fine movie, but it was just not, I don't know. I was bored.
Yeah.
Everyone's accents were so bad. Like Shailene Woodley was like barely doing an Italian accent. It was odd.
Is it worth seeing or no? Because my boyfriend really wants to see it. And I'm like, everyone's saying it sucks. I don't want to.
I don't think it's worth seeing. I mean, I guess it's kind of an interesting story about Ferrari, but like, I don't know.
I like what's his name's hair in it.
Adam Driver?
No. The blonde one.
Oh, what's his face?
McDreamy.
McDreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember his real name. But yeah, I mean, maybe I'll wait for it to
Streaming. It's like a boring, I don't know. And Adam Driver, they did like old makeup on him. So he has like his chin skin.
It's like Tim Robinson. Like, I think you should leave.
But like his accent isn't, I don't know. They're going to not let him back in Italy if he doesn't want to move.
Seriously, this is bad. This is really bad.
Then I watched Godland.
What's that?
Godland is about this priest who travels to Iceland to set up a church there. And it's like, but it's like old timey, like early 1900s, I think. So it's mostly just like really beautiful shots of Iceland.
Oh.
And it's like kind of two different movies. The first half is amazing. And then it's like, okay, it's just this weird, bless you, weird.
There's something priest in my nose.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like a piece of dust or something. And it like, I don't know. Sorry. That
you got a little tickle?
Yeah, I got a little tickle.
And then favorite movies of the year. Did you see Poor Things?
I did not see Poor Things. I saw Past Lives. I really like that.
Oh, Past Lives was amazing.
That depressed me.
I know. It's so sad. Director was like her first movie. She had directed plays,
really?
But yeah, incredible.
Oh, wow. It's really, really good.
Poor Things, starring Woman of the Year, Emma Stone.
I've heard that's amazing.
It's so weird.
Yeah, from multiple people. I really
it's
gotta
so
see that.
Weird. Perfect Days. It's this Wim Wenders film about this guy who cleans toilets.
Oh, you talked about that before. Yes.
Yes. It's so good. It might be streaming somewhere. Anatomy of a Fall, which is, it's kind of like, I mean, I'm assuming it's based on like The Staircase a little, about like this guy who died.
That's on iTunes now. I've seen it. Or it's also somewhere else. Yeah, it's streaming now.
And then there's a documentary called Beyond Utopia that I watched like back in January. It was like part of the Sundance thing. It's about people escaping North Korea. It's like,
oh shit.
It's like the whole thing is documented. It is fascinating.
Wow. Okay. I'll definitely watch that.
It's really, really good. Then Talk to Me. Did you watch Talk to Me? The Hand?
Oh yes. I love that. The scary movie. That was really good. The Hand. Yes. That was really, really good.
That was very good. Monica.
It
was a little more indie film. It's starring, oh fuck, is it Trace Lizette? It's about a trans woman who returns home to care for her mom who was like sick, and she hasn't seen her mom in years. And I think she while she was gone, she transitioned to a woman.
Oh, wow.
So she's coming back as a woman. And it's really, really good. It might be streaming somewhere, but I really liked it. Just, you know, a hometown movie.
Love it.
Kokomo City. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. I honestly like have not been into movies this year.
This is a documentary.
Oh,
and it's about Black trans sex workers.
Oh, I would be interested in that.
You would really like it. It's really, really good.
Okay,
I think it's on Amazon. I think that's streaming.
I'll definitely watch that.
Zone of Interest, which I talked about last week.
Yes, I have to watch that. Yeah.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
I still need to watch that.
It's long.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time I'm like, I should watch that, it's like 3.5 hours, and it's a focus movie. So, yeah.
Cut it into like two parts.
Yes.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, baby.
Okay, I did love that movie. That's one
it's
that
so
I saw.
It's so good.
I saw it. Did I see that with you?
Yeah, maybe you did.
Did I see that at your house? No.
Probably.
I might have seen it twice. I might have. I think I saw it in theaters and then also saw it at your house.
Oh, yeah, because Maria saw it.
No, I didn't see it at your house. Too. I can't remember.
Oh, I think you remember because you wanted to see it in the theater, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it in the theater. I saw it in the theater. And the guy next to me was coughing and sneezing the entire time. And yeah, I remember I was really
was
distracted. Yeah, it was that man was
that
my boyfriend.
Yeah, and and I think the next one comes out next year, this year, 2024.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because this is Dead Reckoning Part 1.
It honestly was so good.
It was amazing.
Listen, Tom Cruise can do no wrong by me.
Oh my God.
Praise Xenu. When Tom Cruise is in, I will praise Xenu whenever a Mission Possible movie comes out.
Absolutely.
Sorry, not sorry. Also, I loved Barbie.
Oh, right. Barbie, of course.
Yeah, I did love Barbie. I liked the Indiana Jones movie.
Oh yeah,
which I also—it was the first Indiana Jones movie I've ever seen, so I don't really have a frame of reference
crazy.
For it.
It's very different than the early ones.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that with you
fun.
Also, I really liked that.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge was in there.
Yeah, her name is also Phoebe Bridges.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and
There's Phoebe Bridges and
It's Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and then there's Phoebe Bridgers of music.
We should collab. I'm trying to think.
Speaking of Phoebe Bridgers, that Boy Genius album, I think, is my favorite album of the year.
That was great.
I listened to a couple. That was the album I listened to the most.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
I need to get into music a little bit more.
Start with Boy Genius.
I will start with Boy Genius. I want to, you know what? And I want to go to more concerts in 2024.
Oh,
I also might go to a monster truck rally in 2024.
That sounds fun. I've never been.
Well, if you want to go, it's coming up. It's in Anaheim. I feel like it might be a fun time. Although I watched and everyone was wearing like really heavy duty, like these kinds of sound headphones. And I'm like, it might be a little too loud for me. I don't know.
Earplugs.
Yeah. What were your favorite books this year?
Well, my favorite books, of course, was Julia Fox's book, Down the Drain.
Yes. Your number one fan,
I'm obsessed
Julia
with
Fox.
Her. I love her.
Yeah.
And then a book I just finished yesterday. Michelle Zahner from Japanese Breakfast, Crying in H Mart.
Oh, right.
I mentioned that last week. It was so good.
I have to read that.
And it's sad, but it's good.
Nice.
And then I read a couple of Patricia Lockwood books. They didn't come out this year, but they're
that's okay.
No one, thank you. No One Is Talking About This is a book, and then Priest Daddy, because she grew up with like a daddy who's a priest.
That's rough.
But yeah, those are my faves of the year.
And I did zero reading. I read. Great. I listened to like one-fourth of the Britney Spears. Yeah, like one-fourth of it.
Yeah, that's
I'm
reading.
I'm still not done. And I downloaded Arnold Schwarzenegger's book. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He has a book?
Yes. Have you ever listened to Arnold Schwarzenegger on a podcast? It will change your life. He's the funniest person and most charming person I've ever heard.
Really?
Oh, my God. Listen to Arnold Schwarzenegger on Conan or Smartless, and you'll be like, this is the best guy I've
Conan?
Ever heard. Yeah, the Conan podcast.
Uh-huh.
And he is so interesting and so quick-witted and so funny. It's crazy.
Is the book Be Useful, 7 Tools for Life?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
He's like my new guru.
Times bestseller. Interesting.
He is so funny. He also like has pet donkeys and like miniature horses, and he feeds them cookies. And he just talks about his like work ethic, and it was just really interesting. So I bought it.
What is he up to now? Is he still acting?
No, I think he's an inspirational speaker, essentially.
Oh, that makes sense.
And he inspired me to buy his book. So maybe in 2024, I'll get around to it. Anyways, guys, that is our year in wrap up. Thank you for listening. We are excited for 2024. It will really be our year. We swear. We love you guys so much. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.